Was it 300 we changed?
Yes.
Okay. So as to BOE 298 and 302, both of the table until the 26th.
Second.
And a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. That's done. Now, back to BOE 368. Did we receive anything via email? Or do you guys want to?
I just sent, I believe headquarters has sent over, I don't know what they sent, but I'm assuming it's questions. I also just sent the agreement, the building agreement that we all, that we had drafted with the donors, and it is in there. So I sent that to Stephanie. I believe she sent something else also. So.
Okay, the.
Would you like to see the donor agreement?
Yes, but I think the, I think as a 501c3, if it's, I mean, yes, it may, it might answer a question, I don't know, but you probably need to get that, I mean, as to what happens to a corporation upon termination, that's pretty standard part of the paperwork and the bylaws. It doesn't always have to be in the bylaws, but it does need to be there. But yes, we can see that. Do you want us to look at that right now?
I mean, I sent it to Stephanie, but it basically says I'm trying to scroll down here to that part. Okay. K-Life acknowledges that the property will be the headquarters for the Brandon Area Ministry. As such, K-Life intends to retain the property long-term to advance K-Life mission. If K-Life chooses to sell or transfer the property to another unrelated party, the acquiring entity shall share substantially the same mission, beliefs, and core values, as well as position or marriage in the human... can you skip some of this? I don't know if this is what you mean.
I think, guys, you probably ought to just... Do you have somebody that you get legal
she
advice
said, she
from?
She sent it to you. So,
okay.
You're just waiting on it to...
Okay, I might suggest, do you guys use somebody as legal counsel to, do you ever get, or does your corporate entity?
I've certainly worked with headquarters. We've never dealt with anything.
Yeah, just tell them what we're needing, if you could, and see if they can get, if they can communicate with Stephanie, and they can get it to us as board members. I just think you probably need something in your corporate.
It's my understanding that it's in the bylaws, so I'm just waiting.
I've got a copy of the bylaws, and I did not see any provision that usually there's a section dealing with termination of the company, and I didn't see it. Maybe it just didn't get added, or maybe I missed it. I don't know, but I just somebody.
So what do you want me to do? Email it, and then you're going to let us know that we're good, or do you want to?
Yeah, I'm only one board member. I'm just telling you from what we've had in the past, I think that the board needs to see something to make sure that that property is not going back to an individual.
I understand.
Okay, so.
Once that gets emailed, though, that's what I'm asking. What's the next step?
If you want us to make a decision based on what you send us, we can do that without you having to appear or whatever, or we can call you. Just what, it's up to you.
Do you feel that you can make that decision without hearing my prayer about our use of the building? You feel confident in understanding that already?
We're confident that you guys are a legitimate 501c3.
Okay.
That's not an issue.
Okay.
We just, for purposes of, again, it's the land is the question for us, and that's what we need to make sure that land is going to another 501c3 in the event of dissolution of K-Life.
Okay.
Or this particular, whoever owns the property right now.
Okay.
Okay. Because I hope they're not printing the same thing we already got, which is the bylaws. So unless there's something I mean, I could have missed it, but I didn't see it.
You want to do 294?
Well, in my call to her, I made it clear that we needed something to say to build past to another ministry. So I hope that that's not the case also.
Well, more importantly, it has to go to a 501c3, okay?
Because some ministries are for profit.
That's why it should be in your corporate documents, okay? And I can't believe that they probably would not have granted your 501c3 status if it didn't have that in there. I suspect it is somewhere. I just don't know that I've seen it.
Okay, she just sent it to me too, so.
If it's just the bylaws, I'm not sure it's in there, guys. I just didn't see it. Look, I'm confident that you, by the 26th, you can have somebody that will amend that
can come in.
Can get, is it the bylaws again?
Yes, but we're talking about something. Would you like me to sign it? Well, I'm the board president. It's not that guy that's on there. So he's the old president. I wish he were here, not me.
Okay. So let me just make sure here. The property's still in Joe and Sandy Hall's name.
I believe that it is in their name.
Yeah.
But I don't know about. Actually, no. We purchased that from him, from them.
Okay, so there's an actual deed that deeds it to.
I knew you were going to ask me a bunch of questions I couldn't answer.
Yeah, but I am very confident that if you
talk to legal
counsel or somebody,
that
they
want.
Can tell you what I don't want to give you legal advice. I'm just telling you what the board needs. We need something. If Joe and Sandy have donated this ad infinitum, you know, in other words, it's going to be it doesn't revert to them at some point. You guys understand what we need, okay? And they may not want to do that. They may say, I'm going to donate it to you for as long as you're operating, but I want it back at the end.
No, I know that's not the case.
Okay, so I don't know. Just we need something that shows that it's in you guys' name and that your 501c3 will donate that property to another nonprofit upon dissolution, okay?
And that's different from what you have in what way? I'm asking because I'm ignorant.
This is a contract between you and Joe.
Okay.
Okay. And they're specifying what they want you to do, but the name that the property is in, whatever's name, assuming that's the nonprofit, I just need something in the bylaws that would that requires that property to go to a 501c3 bylaws or corporate, you know, agreement, whatever it is that you have. I don't know what it'll be. It needs to be a corporate document, is what I'm saying. It's not just whatever agreement you have between you and Joe Hall.
Okay.
And guys, I'm assuming that's what you meant to do. Nobody's trying to. Yeah. We just need that documentation so that we can be consistent with what we've done in our other cases.
Okay. We'll work on it. Thank you.
Okay. We'll call you on the 26th unless we receive something in the meantime that allows us to make that decision, okay?
Great. Thanks so much.
Okay. So motion to table, or did we already do that?
I don't know if we did that or not.
Okay.
Did we already make a motion to table this until the 26th?
Second.
Okay. There's a motion to table to the 26th. There's a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Okay. Never last one of the day.
Mm-hmm. Is this the gazebo inn? Is that the one?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Hello. I'm doing okay. How are you?
Good. What's your name, sir?
My name is Harish Chandra Patel, but I go by Harry.
Harry?
Yeah.
Okay. Harry, it's our understanding this is the Gazebo Inn. I think a few years ago you had provided some documentation, but they just received some documentation this year for valuation.
Okay.
I'm assuming that the value that's on here is $1,853,734, and you're indicating that the value is not that.
Correct.
Okay, and so you're contesting valuation only?
Yeah, that in turn is doubling my property tax from what it was last year.
Okay. The increase is not something necessarily that we can do anything about, but we certainly are looking at fair market value and what the value of your property is.
Right.
So, please, what do we have?
Okay, so I talked to the assessor some time ago, about 4 weeks ago. End of June, I sent her some information.
Okay.
Then I sent some additional information today, around 3 o'clock.
Additional information or same information?
Well, there was some same, but there was a there was additional revenue information and a P&L.
Okay. All right. Have you had an opportunity at all to?
No.
Okay. Obviously, we're. It's kind of late, and if they just received it with all of the
I understand.
And stuff,
I apologize that it took me
what value time. are you saying that the property has?
Well, the assessment last year was $303,680.
$303,000. Is that correct?
For the gazebo.
That's the assessed value. The appraised was $949,000.
Okay, the appraised value was what?
$949,000. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's basically doubled.
Correct.
Okay.
So I could understand a little bit of increase, but when it's doubling, I'm flabbergasted how a property would double overnight.
Okay.
In value.
All right. What we'll do is normally we let the assessor tell you as to what the increase in valuation and then have some conversation here about that.
Mm-hmm.
What's the deal on this one?
Okay. So we went back out and reassessed it. He had a value decrease for COVID, which everybody got a big decrease, but he was decreased from like I think 1,000,001, and so when we went out it says let's see, we're at 25,000 a room for him,
which I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt.
Yeah, let her go through.
Yeah, in June 21st you called me and said now you only have 71 units because you converted two of them, one to a breakfast room and one to a laundry.
Yes, ma'am.
And so we just, the valuation I have right now is based on cost for all your components in this unit.
Okay.
They resketched it. They changed the condition of structures. It says 4 through 6 and to 60. And so that just means something in our appraisal. We call the structure certain numbers. So
when it was valued before, was it based on an income approach?
Yeah.
Okay. And you didn't have that information to make that change. Okay.
So we had to go back on our new appraisal.
Okay.
And so then again, we also have just like we did for the other motel this morning, where we have sales that have come in, and they're much higher also. So.
Okay, so you have some sales letters of
so
what you think are comparable,
right,
properties.
So if we go to the Xenia one, let me see if I can find it.
And let me ask the question, I probably should have asked this earlier. I understand that it's gone up. But do you believe that and it's gone up significantly, but do you believe that the assessed value as it is now is over what the market value of this property is?
Much more than what we
have. Okay. And you're basing that on your current income numbers or based on
my
market,
current income,
market?
Income information, market value. Right now it's very tough to sell a hotel.